Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. This is Tana. And our guest, the first hour and a half of today's program, is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. She has been alerting people for almost three decades. She just mentioned in the first hour that she gets up at 5 o'clock every morning and works probably till she goes to bed at night. Her website is mpwhi.com, which stands for Mission Possible World Health International. If you have some questions or a comment, please feel free to call 800-313-9443. And we do have some call. Okay. All righty. Okay. Anyway, that number again is 800-313-9443. So, when you were talking about people with Parkinson's disease, I think we're all familiar with Michael J. Fox and the fact that he drank diet soda, and he developed Parkinson's disease. And he was, when he developed it, he was young, and so it doesn't. Parkinson's disease is not for the people who are older. You can get it at any age. We often think of that disease as something that occurs to older people, but that's just not true, correct?
Well, that's the point that Michael Fox made, because usually people do get Parkinson's in older age, and he was only 30 years old. And so he said, how could I, at the age of 30, get an old man's disease? And then we had people calling in from hospices saying that we've got Alzheimer's victims here that are 30 and 25 because it makes you lose your memory. And so the thing of it is, aspartame knows no age. So it's causing these neurodegenerative diseases in such young people. And one person called from a hospice and said, they had six young people there who had Alzheimer's. And he says, this is uncanny. What is doing it? I said, aspartame, that's what's doing it. Nobody will do anything about it. So that's, and then we got, you know, so many calls during the Nancy Markle thing when something I wrote went viral. And it was unbelievable, some of the really serious diseases that people had when they were very so young. I mean, aspartame, as Dr. Bowen always said, ages you. And he said his hair was black and in 6 weeks went white on aspartame.
Wow.
So everything, you know, it does things that age you, and it's damaging the mitochondria, which is the powerhouse of the cell, and it damages the other parts of the brain, like thalamus, so it causes male sexual dysfunction. And so you can understand it because you know that this is, everything in it is made of poison. I mean, you wouldn't take methanol, you know it's a poison. You wouldn't use aspartate because you know it's an excitotoxin. You wouldn't. And then they'll say, all this propaganda, well, look, we've got phenylalanine in milk, we've got phenylalanine in meat, and it's only the building blocks of life. Well, there's 20 amino acids, but they're all in sync. They are all in balance the way Jehovah God made them. And you cannot take these particular amino acids and isolate them. So in meat, you know, you may have 4% phenylalanine, but not 50%.
Right.
So you're just destroying the brain. and this thing, and it's then you're depleting serotonin, which is making it a psycho drug, and people are doing some of the most despicable crimes. But then it causes bipolar or manic depression, suicidal tendencies, schizophrenia, paranoia. I mean, all these different problems. They're building more mental hospitals, and you go through them, and they're drinking Diet Pop.
Oh, my gosh.
And Coke and Pepsi and Dr. Pepper, they all know that. I mean, I've talked to a scientist that worked for Coke that didn't do anything but translate the studies they have in other countries so you don't know about them. So that's... So they know it. They know exactly what they're doing.
Sure.
There's just no excuse for it.
We do have some calls.
Okay.
But go ahead and finish your thought.
I was just thinking that the public really should get involved.
Absolutely.
I'll go ahead and answer your callers.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Dr. Kelly in California. Dr. Kelly, welcome to the program.
Hey, it's so good to talk to you again. I wanted to thank you so much, Denise or Deanna, for having Dr. Martini there, Betty Martini. Thank you so much for your work and telling the truth and getting this information out and going and threatening these regulatory agencies that if they didn't post this information that you would and that you did. And I'd like to share, if I may, the toll-free Capitol switchboard so that everyone can call their congressional representative and their senator. That is 877-762-8762. And I'll say it again, 877-762-8762. 762. That's your toll-free Capitol switchboard. And I think that in California and Nevada, that individuals in our counties, we've got 58 in California, to complain to their grand jury and to go after the county health department, who seems to be only interested in garnering funds to put people on drugs rather than banning these toxins and these poisons. And thank you again for your work and for waking people up. And, yes, do return those Ricolas for a cheerful refund of the unused portion.
Absolutely.
And the other thing that we do is we write all the articles so that if the people would just send them to their senators and their congressmen, they would get the message, all the work's been done for them. All they have to do is get them off of our website. A lot of them.
Yeah, and for those of us that don't have or use computers, is there a way that we can contact you either by writing through the mail or if there's a telephone number? I would really appreciate being able to share that with others like myself that have quit the hazards of the Internet.
Okay, well, my number is 770-242-2599, and my address is 9270 River Club Parkway, Duluth, Georgia, 30097. And so they can call me, they can write me, or they can do it on the through the Internet, through my website. My email address is bittym19@mindspring.com. So, I'm willing to help anybody write their doctors or get information to anybody that needs it. And I've been accessible for almost three decades, and we take one at a time, but we do answer all emails and help all people.
Thank you so much again. It's great to be able to talk with you and Deanna, and thank you again for pointing people in the right direction. And I do want to encourage people to reach out and do the right thing, to stand up and not to take this, not to take these lies, not to take these poisons. And I'm grateful that God has raised up Betty Martini and other people telling the truth and teaching the right way. And thank you much. Have a great rest of your day, and thank you again for doing the show.
Well, thank you, Dr. Kelly.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All righty. And I do believe that if people would call en masse, the number that Dr. Kelly gave, 877-762-8762, because all the politicians are all getting a lot of money from Big Pharma and from these chemical companies, and they need to know that we're on to them. Okay, let's take Russell in Minnesota. Russell?
Yeah, you know, I've been hearing from these institutions, the mental institutions, insane asylums, what they used to call, you know, where these people are locked up because they've lost their mind. And you've got, now I'm hearing kids in their 20s, even in their teens, where they're recollecting memories from the 30s and 40s. You know, from back in the World War II era, these memories that they have. They can't remember recent things, but they remember things from when they were very young, back in the 30s and 40s. But these are actually people who are now in their teens and 20s. And it turns out that it's Alzheimer's from all these pop these kids have been drinking. Now, I was wondering, is this possibly... you know, I can understand there being for artificial sweeteners because people don't, you know, because there are problems associated with sugar, so people are looking to avoid it, which is understandable. Is that the basic reason for our aspartame, or is it something more sinister, such as something that the Rockefellers, you know, are behind it, the aspartame? Is this one of those more or less a Rockefeller type of a plot? To kill everybody type of a thing?
Well, first of all, I think there's never been a poison as bad as aspartame because it's a Nazi drug, a biochemical warfare weapon. And then it damages the mitochondria, so when people get sick, then it will interact with their drugs. And then they're using other things that are chemicals that are bad, Roundup, whatnot. You've got really polypharmacy. So you've got so many poisonous things on the market today that it's hard to avoid a lot of them. And even like in the case of MSG, the sister of aspartic acid, I mean, both of them are excitotoxins, and they have a synergistic and additive effect. And so that's why the doctors, you know, have said don't use processed food. If it says artificial or natural flavors, it's usually got MSG and aspartame in it, and you don't know that it's in it. Some wise person said only way to be safe is to buy food that doesn't have a label. Well, he's got a point there. You know, because they had so much on it. You just can't, and the vaccinations are atrocious. I mean, look, they give the shingles shot, and it is a live virus, so it gives you the disease. And so you've got to put up with all these different poisons. It's hard. And aspartame interacts. Go ahead.
Is it true, Betty, that during the World War II that Hitler was giving aspartame into the pop of the Jews at the concentration camps?
Please, don't go there. Thank you, Russ. It wasn't developed until 1974. Okay, let's take Stephen in New Mexico. Stephen?
Oh, thank you. Actually, it was patented in 1966 by Searle, not 1974. And I think the fellow was talking about fluoride, which is a demonstrable proven case. I wanted to respond. You know, Betty and I have been working on this thing with Canada for quite some time. And I really want to encourage people to write to what you've heard from her today. You know, there is a form. If you go to the Prime Minister of Canada's office online, there is a contact form. And if you just let him know that, you know, what lunacy this is to not label artificial sweeteners. And by the way, Justin Trudeau is his name. Why don't you take the lead, like Pakistan, banning MSG entirely? Why don't Canada just ban MSG and aspartame as well? And I really want to say it's quite easy to do. You can send him a note. We got 50 notes from people listening to this program. It would make quite an impact, I think. They take things more seriously. By the way, I really want to say, you know, I've known several Rockefellers in my life, Nelson, David's kids, quite a few of them, actually, Nelson's children. And to say this is a Rockefeller poisoning is totally insane. I mean, this chemical was forced through by Donald Rumsfeld. If anything you're going to talk about, tie it to George Bush Sr., who, you know, then gave this lawyer that helped aspartame, you know, G.D. Searle get out of being indicted for fraud, gave him a job, and he was the Secretary of Transportation for George Bush. This is how they reward people. But it really offends me. It's so ignorant to say that this is a Rockefeller poison. I mean, it really inflames me. I work with this stuff night and day, as does Betty, and it's just absolutely ridiculously absurd. So that's really all I have to say. I've got a retail business, art business. Betty, keep up the good work, and tell them some more about Pakistan, how we got that done. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate your phone call.
That was Stephen Fox.
And, oh, okay.
Anyway, I am just about to put out his paper on Pakistan doing that. If they can ban MSG, they can ban aspartame. And it's a good thing that they're looking into it and that we're sending them information. But you really have to be proactive. You can't expect somebody else to do it. It's only when it's really done in mass and everybody gets involved, you know, that something gets done. And that would help a lot with what Stephen said. If everybody on this program, you know, wrote to somebody in Canada about what's going on and that this is atrocious and could harm and kill people, we could get something done a lot quicker than what it's going to take to stop these monsters.
And there are people who are skeptical. They say, oh, that person is just a conspiracy theorist and the FDA has approved of this, so it must be okay. But even when people get sick, they still are skeptical. And so we need to
go
ahead.
If they're skeptical, excuse me, I got hoarse there for a minute, is to go to YouTube and see the movie Sweet Misery of Poison World.
Right.
Now, that's got most of the doctors I work with, although, you know, not all the doctors in other countries I work with, but the ones here in the United States, and they say it absolutely plain. You can listen to the, even to the victims, and they should show that to their office, to their church, and then you see that it even has James Turner telling how Rumsfeld got it through and marketed when the FDA revoked the petition for approval. It shows you that Bressler told me aspartame was actually approved by the President of the United States. He's the one that wrote the executive order forbidding the FDA to sign the revoked petition into law and he did it as a friend of Donald Rumsfeld. So it's all there in the movie, and there's another one that came right after it called Sweet Remedy, and the main thing in that movie is that they did interview the ADD people who admitted that before aspartame, they hardly even used the term. All this ADD, ADHD, all these problems, mental problems, and suicidal tendencies and crimes that are all listed in Dr. Roberts' medical text have happened since aspartame was put on the market. And since it was, autism has gone up 2,500%. So the thing that is interesting is that everything is a matter of public record. If you heard me say anything on this program and you email me, I can give you a document where it is stated. So this is not somebody just saying that this is something bad. It's all documented as to the fact that it truly is deadly. And there are 900 scientific peer-reviewed studies that show it to be dangerous and deadly.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. But people don't know what they don't know. So it's up to people who are listening to the program to do something positive, to be proactive, and not assume that other people are going to do this or take care of it. We have an obligation. Everyone has an obligation that if they know something that would benefit somebody else, they have an obligation to share that information. It's just common decency. And
it truly is. Wherever I go, I never go without a stack of flyers or magazines or something. You know, and I've seen restaurants take it off the table, and nothing ventured, nothing gained. So I never leave home without a stack of information, because you can tell somebody something, and they may forget what it is. And that's why I ask the doctors to write position papers on, like, aspartame in pregnancy, aspartame in joint pain, aspartame in fibromyalgia. In other words, the doctors
so
have cooperated wonderfully, and,
right,
and they covered everything so that you can convince doctors that it's true. So that's another good thing. And then if they want to keep up with it, they can email me, or they can go to do it on the website. There is an aspartame information list, or they can email me, and they'll get all my emails. And that way they'll keep up to date with all new articles coming in and what's going on.
Certainly. Somebody in the chat room, Lily, said, I bought so many copies of that movie, Sweet Misery, and gave it to friends and relatives. Not one that I know of has quit drinking the diet soda. And there was a gentleman whose wife, here in the Chicago area where I'm at, who had all of these surgeries. What was his name, and what was, tell us a little bit about that story. He worked with you.
Wayne Shore?
Yes, yes.
Wayne Shore has lost almost 20 members of his family from aspartame. And he even went over to, you know, Slatter was the one that supposedly got it on his finger. He went over to his house and talked to him. He was the one that found Jerome Bressler for me. He pleaded with his niece when she was pregnant not to use diet drink all the way through. And her pregnancy literally pleaded. So they lost, one of the babies was stillborn, the other one had a hole in its heart. And, you know, if you tell somebody this causes birth defects and here's the evidence, it showed that it did in original studies, and they still want to use it, that's a powerful, addicting drug. Because I can't imagine if somebody just said there was an inkling of something that could hurt my baby, and I was pregnant. I can't imagine them not doing it. But that shows you how addictive they get, and okay. They're just not the same person. And he's lost many, and his wife accidentally, I think, gave him some, and he went through some kind of a wall or something and totaled his car.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Elaine did himself. I said, you're going to have to eat out. But many, many of his family have died, and they're just dropping, you know. They get so much aspartame, they're gone.
And it is because it is addictive.
Right. And it's addictive because you have to remember that methanol is classified as a narcotic, causes chronic methanol poisoning, affects the dopamine system of the brain, and causes the addiction. And that's why the people that are still on it are the people that are addicted, you know, and that it's harmed them.
Okay. Wow. Oh, what a shame. And there are people in high places that drink a lot of diet soda. And you would think that people who...
Trump.
Yes. Yes. What does he drink? 10 a day?
12 a day. And he's making decisions. And I've written to him. I've said it to people that know him, that can get to him. And surely he must know that. And when I see his red face, I can't help but think that's the rosacea from the methanol. Because they get that also from Splenda, from the chlorine, when their face gets all red. Usually rosacea, if it's genetic and you get it at birth, it doesn't, you know, you can treat it, but it doesn't go away. But if you get it from aspartame, usually after a few months off of it, the rosacea disappears. And if you look at President Trump's face when it gets red, I wonder if that's not all that methanol that he's drinking from 12 diet sodas a day.
I have a friend who drinks Diet Coke, and she has rosacea, and I never put the two together. So,
well, you know, I took that information to a dermatologist, and he started getting his patients off, and of course the rosacea disappeared. And then the next time I came in, he says, how about psoriasis? And then he says, no, don't tell me. You're going to put me out of business.
Oh, my goodness.
He was kidding around. He said every case of rosacea that was on aspartame disappeared.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it's a poison. It just comes out, you know, and it ravages every organ in the body.
Wow.
But
if people
want to learn about it, you know, it's one thing if it's just something bad for you, but when it's a global epidemic, they need to keep informed.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today, and bless you for all that you're doing. You're just a national treasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest for the last half of today's program is Tony Pantelaresco. His website is augmentinforce.50webs.com. You can also get information at tonypantelaresco.info, and he also has a YouTube channel, and that's herbs plus beadworks / videos. Tony, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. My last guest, Betty Martini, Dr. Betty Martini, said that Canada has recently passed a law, or has decided, that labels do not have to contain the word aspartame, so that people will not know whether they are consuming or ingesting aspartame in the foods that they buy. So
that's kind of yes and no. They're labeling it as something else because it's been put in the milk. And I forget what the heck they're calling it. It's called something else, so that it's labeled in a way that you would not know what you're reading. In other words, I think they're calling it some kind of a amino acid or something. I forget now what the actually, but that's been around for quite some time. That's nothing new. I mean, listen, Canada does not, even in the labeling that we have, is such a farcical labeling. All that's required in this country is you have to have a bilingual label. Even the content of the products that they're are putting on, there's no real full disclosure. I mean, even in the United States now, the labeling is a bit of a joke. When you look at something that says natural and artificial flavor, you have no idea what that is. For instance, you don't know if it's an aborted baby protein. You don't know if it's soy. You don't know if it's some sort of chemical out of a lab. You don't even know if it's, if it's from a chemical from a rectum of a beaver. You don't know. You know, and it's, but it's labeled in such a way, same idea, it's labeled in such a way that you as a consumer will see natural flavor. So psychologically, you're thinking maybe a fruit, a vegetable, or maybe some salt and pepper or some kind of spice. But really, that's not what that is. But again, based on how it's worded is what's going on. That controversy happened quite some time ago in regard to the milk. They're talking about putting aspartame in milk, and they knew there'd be a huge backlash against that. So they called it, and again, I forget now the actual terminology that they used, but they called it, they labeled it under, because it's, aspartame is a combination of two amino acids, aspartic acid and phenylalanine. So when you put them together, they act as a neurotoxin, and they initially used that for killing insects like ants. Then when they found that it tasted sweeter than sugar, that's when they decided to put it into the food supply. And then now it's even a more refined product called Neotame, which is even more deadlier than the aspartame was. So as far as Canadian labeling goes, it's a huge, huge joke. The American labeling is far superior in the labeling. They are giving you the content, at least what's in it. A lot of people don't know what those things are, and they don't even have an idea of what they can do. But at least you have that much more than we do here. Here, all that's required is this has to be bilingual. Now, I think that's coming to the United States as well, because they were talking years ago about doing away with a lot of the labeling, even in America, adapting the laws from Australia, because this is where Canadians getting a lot of their crap, is from Australia, because Australia is a huge, it's a hilarious joke down there. Even New Zealand, it's a hilarious joke. So they're even more limited down there than we are here. And as far as access, the United States is probably the most accessible country to get anything you need in regard to health. You just got to know where to find it, where to get it, and how to read the label, so you're not being taken for a ride over there, because that's the difference. You know, if I need something and chances are I can't get it in Canada, I have to either go through the United States, through China or India in order to get what I need here. Whereas in Canada, we have to buy from the U.S. or you have to buy from China or from somewhere else, because you don't have it here. And that's the reality of Canada.
Wow.
So when I get people coming to see me, it's because I access things from somewhere else to bring it in for them. So that now they have access, because a lot of times they don't even know where to look. So being that I'm in an advantage point where I can find these things, I do so. But our food is there's no disclosure to speak of. Look, they're putting nano silver in both countries, in the meat supply in the United States and in Canada. Is that being disclosed? No, not in any way, shape, or form. You know, they're using it as an agent to reduce any kind of parasitical or whatever the reason for it. Yeah, they're putting nano silver in your canned goods. They're putting nano silver in your box goods and your bag goods. What is this? Why is that really there? They're saying it's, again, to act as a protective agent toward the foods. But the reason why it's there is because when the male population eats this, because we're going to talk about your favorite topic at this point, it literally causes male sterility by shredding the testicles and the tubes in the testicles, so they can't reproduce. So why do you think titanium dioxide is also in the food supply in both countries? It's for the same reason. Titanium dioxide, nano silver, which is even more toxic than titanium dioxide in regard to damaging the male genitals. And cadmium. These are the three most lethal metals toward the male physiology, which would literally sterilize the male population. So you're going to the store, you know, and you're buying candy for your kids, and they got this, and everything's all got this whiting agent. That whiting agent, like in your bubble gum and your chewing gum and your some of your candies and even in some of your pastries with the cream filling, have titanium dioxide in it. What? Why do you think that's there? It's not necessary, but it's there again to start causing problems with the male genitalia. You know, why do you think they wrapped up everything in aluminum? The reason why they wrapped up everything in aluminum was to cause problems with the female genitalia. And then they got everybody eating all this broccoli and all this cruciferous vegetables, which would wipe out the thyroid. Yeah, we're going to protect your breast. You won't get breast cancer, which isn't true either, but this is the sale, right? You won't get breast cancer, but now you have no thyroid. So now you have all kinds of other dysfunctionalities going on because the thyroid isn't working properly. But this is, again, why they've done this. The more you peel the onion and the more you go back in time from the 50s, especially in the 50s, this is where it all originated. This is where you begin to see how methodically they instituted and initiated certain things or processes or chemicals or genetics or transgenetics in the food supply over decades, which had an accumulative effect over a period of time. So now we're at a point at this point in time, 4 or 5 generations later, we have a transgender issue now starting to bud forth. We had a homosexual issue back in the 80s and 70s, which is all stemmed from endocrine disrupting chemicals that they were putting in the food supply. I mean, it's been nothing but war against mankind for the last 5.5 decades. You know, and I say this on my show all the time. We are at war. And people don't realize that we are at war because they just assume because they can watch their television and have the conveniences of driving in the car and you can go shopping.
Sure.
You know, you don't see the warfare going on just because you're distracted with these anomalies that are keeping you from facing I mean, why do we have cell towers which are supposed to operate at a 12 megahertz cycle operating at 300 megahertz cycle? I mean,
right.
Why is that going on? Somebody just sent me something today. I had a visitor coming from Ridgetown, and he dropped me off a link. It's called GenerationZap.com. And in there, there's a German scientist saying that we are now exposed to a level of radiation quintillion times more than we ever have. Quintillion. That number is like past a billion, past a trillion. You know what I mean? Quintillion times. So what is that doing to our genetic code? What is that doing to our DNA? Forget about cancer and forget about autoimmune. Those are minor in comparison to when you start talking the very core, the very foundation of what our operating systems are, if you want to look at it from that perspective, mitochondria, our genetic code, our DNA, our chromosomes, you know. And then you add the other equation to it, nanopoisoning or the synthetic biology that we're also taking in, and you got a wonderful dynamic that's going on that, again, is going to see a high acceleration of aging on a younger population, which I'm seeing all the time, you know, which I'm seeing all the time. So, you know, when she's talking about labeling in Canada, that's such a minor, inconsequential thing today compared to what we're really facing. The labeling has never been accurate in either country. You've had more disclosure in the United States, but there's a lot of things that they don't put in there either that they need to put in there. People have no idea. People have no idea about the vitamins they're buying today with these hard tablet or caplet components. They have no idea what those polymers are doing into their body. They have no idea what the combination of silicon dioxide, titanium dioxide, hypercross-carmelose, hypermellose, glycocrystalline cellulose, artificial natural flavor. You have no idea what that's doing and that chemical reaction that this is causing. And then you had a doctor come out there saying that magnesium stearate was a problem. This guy is an idiot, you know, that come up with this. Obviously, he was inexperienced because he had no idea what he was talking about. Magnesium stearate is something that our bodies can use. Magnesium is a mineral that the body's using. Using stearic acid, which comes from the fat, from saturated fat, which the heart also uses. So this was not the problem. The problem was the other mixer, the other cocktail. So this was a bait and switch or a double follow the nutshell game. You know, follow the peanut. You know, where the guy moves the nut from the shell and he's got it all moving everything around and there's no nut there. You know, well, this is what has happened here. So when we're, you know, when you're listening to some of these people as well, really do your investigation. You know, don't just look up what magnesium stearate is. Look up what all these polymers that they're using. You're using pine fiber and other materials that are now embedding or encapsulating our supplements in, which, again, do not break down, isn't digestible, and you wind up, the toilet is the benefit, getting the benefit of all that hard-earned money you're spending. So labeling is important. Who you're going to get to label properly is another story, because under the FDA guidelines, all they're required to do or all they're mandated to do is put whatever basic information that they want to put on there. So like I said, in Canada, if you got, you know, English and French on the label, you know, vitamin A and vitamin A in French, you know, or vitamin B in French, that's all that's really required. The rest is, you know, bonus. And if you ever notice on the labeling in both countries, you notice the print is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, because they're conditioning people now that in order to read the label, you got to pull out the magnifying glass, which is going to be a pain in the butt, you know, or you've gotten so used to buying these products from these companies for so long, nobody now is investigating from batch to batch to see if they've changed their formulations, and it's becoming more and more inconvenient to actually look at the labels because the print is so tiny. This is another hijacking happening right under everybody's nose, and nobody's paying attention. And their argument is it's a cost-cutting factor by cutting down on the ink required to print the label. Really?
Yes.
This is why I tell people all the time, don't support the health food industry anymore. Go buy your products in bulk. When I go to bulk, purebulk.com or peaknutrition.com, I can read what I'm buying. I can see what's in the packaging. They give me the full disclosure to whatever that could be. I've never had a problem with Pure Bulk. I've never had a problem with Peak Nutrition. I buy their stuff in bulk. I use their stuff. I encapsulate my own and formulate my own stuff. And I encourage people to go and find these kind of companies and support them, because the health food industry is not doing you any favors anymore. You know, by capitulating to this system that's gone on, because you got to remember, just about every health food company in the health food industry has been taken over by the pharmaceutical company. You know, if you look at each one of them, you may find that, you know, some of them have been bought and taken over. You know, what's that one there with the vitamin C? In a packet, Emergency. They were talking
about
taking
right,
over.
Yes. Uh-huh.
They're taken over by a drug company. Shift was taken over by a drug company. What's the one there? It has the Zyflamen there. I can't think of them right off the bat. It'll come to me. But it was a company I didn't care for that much anyway, but they had a good product with the Zyflamen. They were taken over by a drug company, and you can see it. You can see it reflect in the products, you know, in the way they manufacture the products. So, you know, these are companies that have been taken over by drug companies already, you know. And so when you're looking at some of these labels and you start looking at your vitamins that you're buying, and all of a sudden they're starting to look like One A Day, you know, by IG Farben. They're starting to look like some of the other pharmaceutical brand with all these fillers and binders. And you ever go to Costco?
No.
Never go? Okay, Costco's got a pharmaceutical section. So I always go in there, you know, and I pull out my magnifying glass right away. And I've seen people reading, buying the vitamins right at Costco. and I can't say too much, because I know if I say too much, I'm going to overwhelm them. They're reading the label, and this is what everybody does. This is a general thing. You go into a store, you read the label. Right? You're reading from A to Z. You're reading all the components in there, how much is in it, blah, 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 per unit. But nobody's looking at the other ingredients. So when you look at the other ingredients, just about every one of those vitamins that they're selling wouldn't be fit for industrial waste. So this is why I tell everybody all the time, read your labels. Investigate what you're buying. Don't just assume that because it's a vitamin that it's going to be good for you if you don't know the what is in them, you know. And this is something, like I said, it takes some getting used to for some people. in regard to starting to look at what is going on, what is happening, you know, what are we buying? I mean, on all fronts, even when you go buy your liquid products, like your dairy products or whatever, read the label. Don't assume that's just milk in there anymore. You know, don't assume it's just some kind of juice you buy. You know, you go into the grocery store, you know, and they got all these juices. They're in the cartons or in the bottle or plastic. You know, I read all of these things, right? I look at all of these things. There's only like one juice or one, two juices in the whole thing that is actually safe to drink and doesn't have any kind of unwanted, you know, rubbish put into it, you know. And the old rule of thumb, if you can't pronounce it, don't buy it.
Right. That is so true.
You know.
That is so true.
So, wow. You know, it's we're no longer living in an ethical time. No longer living in a moral time, you know, because our governments are unethical, our systems are immoral. When you look at just the chemtrails alone, where is the Environmental Protection Agency?
Yeah, right.
Where is it?
They're taking money from big corporations.
Yeah.
Okay, we do have a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is Deanna, and our guest today for the last part of the program is Tony Pantelaresco. His website is augmentenforce.50webs.com and also tonypantelaresco.info. Do you have a You have a grandfather clock?
No, I don't. No, I don't even think my mom has one either. We used to when I was a kid, you know, and as I got older, and basically I've lived a very Spartan lifestyle. I don't have a lot of frills in my life, just mostly equipment and lab stuff, you know. You ever watch Fringe? There was a mad scientist there. That would be me, the guy that lives in a lab kind of thing, always working around the clock.
What is that ticking in the background?
Oh, that's my little device I built to stop frequencies. I live in my lab. I'm always, you know, doing stuff, you know, and I'm coming up with it. See, we get anybody who's active, anybody who's doing anything like yourself or myself, or anybody who's, you know, doing radio and bringing on different, you know, variety of thinking and trying to get people to think, usually get attacked through either frequencies or some form of attack through a computer or whatever. So I get tired of being pinged and popped by frequencies all the time. So I came up with it. I do my research, and then I build and invent things for myself that, you know, then I share with others once I figure I get all the bugs out of it. But basically, I took an old electrical fence unit for electrifying a fence, and I put it on, hooked it up, you know, to a ground indoors, and I hooked up to some speakers, and that ticking basically is ticking against the wall behind me to block the guy's Wi-Fi from coming through the wall and beaming me. So then I can also create some vortex devices. I've got them all over the place, and they seem to have do a fine job as well as creating a deflection. And then I had a guy come in today, like I said, from Ridgetown, and he built my repulsor units, and he's got three of them. I said they're doing a fine job, even if it's for sleep and everything. He feels that they're actually working, helping deflect a lot of direct frequency hits that he gets hit with. So I'm always, like I said, I'm around the clock, you know, 19 hours a day kind of thing, doing research and, you know, running my shop and dealing with people from all over the planet and whatever. And so I'm always thinking about how to get the upper, not necessarily get the upper hand or to countermeasure or even something. To
protect yourself.
Yeah, not just protect. I want to offend as well.
I like that.
Yeah. See, I have a Mediterranean concept in my head, right? And I'm a firm believer of turning the other cheek, but Jesus didn't say whose. He just said turn the other cheek. So I think turn around is fair play. If you're assaulting me and experimenting on me without my consent, then I feel turn around is fair play, you know.
I think that's a very good attitude.
I think that's the only one to have. I think that's the only one to have. I'm all for, you know, when it comes to other people from mankind, you know, and I use that term specifically because they're trying to take away our ability to designate men and women.
We're at the top of the hour.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This